Hello and welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare professionals at the front line of the COVID-19 crisis. And today we're joined by the NHS 111 Health Advisor, and I'm joined by Daisy. Welcome, Daisy.
Hello, John. Hi.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, Daisy, you're working at a 111 call centre in the south of England, but I understand that you're also a first-year medical student. Tell me a bit about what else you get up to.
Yeah, so obviously I'm studying medicine in my first year at the moment, just finished that, and also I'm a street pastor in our local city centre and work with St John Ambulance as well.
Brilliant. So you've, I understand, been doing this for just over a year, but in the last few weeks, a lot has changed. Tell me a bit about what it's like to be on the other end of the phone. I'm somebody who's used 111 myself, and it's an incredible service, but hugely varied as well. So what's it like at a time like this?
Yeah, so I think one of the major changes that we've seen has been just an alteration in the calls that we have coming in, whether that's sort of the volume. Obviously, NHS 111 has become at the forefront of a lot of people's minds with this. So we're seeing a lot more calls coming in. We're seeing quite specific calls coming in, whether that's a few weeks ago looking at specific geographical areas, or whether that's sort of now looking at anyone with particular symptoms. And a lot of people have been fantastic and have been following NHS England advice, following what they're seeing in the news as the government advice. And it's been great to see that. Obviously, it's brought up its own challenges in terms of sort of call volume, and obviously that does create a more stressful atmosphere. It definitely puts the pressure on a little bit, but I think, you know, you work in a call centre, you start to learn how to thrive under that pressure, and certainly work have been fantastic. They keep you very, very well updated. We're getting emails a lot sort of praising our efforts, praising the work that we're doing, and just seeking to give us that support when actually a lot of us might have lost the sort of social support we might usually rely on. That might not be there in place for a lot of us, and where our work are very, very clear on that, and they're very clear that they will provide that support for us and have been doing pretty much since this all started. So that's been really, really good, is knowing that you can turn up to work and they're still, you know, they encourage you that you need to take a break, you need to, you know, have 5 minutes out during your shift. You need to share with people the struggles and the difficulties that are happening, because it's so important for our mental health, particularly in a time where there's a lot of change and there's a lot of things people won't be used to.
Yeah, I can imagine that's really helpful just to hear that. Now, you're, as I say, a medical student, but I'm understanding that actually your year's probably finished by now. And does that mean that you're working a lot more in the 111 service?
Yeah, so the year definitely finished up just before Easter. We were informed that the rest of the year would be based online. So it does mean that actually I've actually seen that as an opportunity. I've been able to take the opportunity to actually step into the role a little bit more, take on some more time, planning to do that sort of continually. And it's been really nice to see that work have been very flexible with, you know, overtime and being able to come in and support whatever times you can. And the university as well have been really encouraging people, if they don't already have a voluntary position or a job, to take that on to support the NHS in this time, because we are all training to end up there at some point. You know, as medical students, we're all wanting to be in that position to help people. And so actually, as difficult a time as this is to be starting in that position, it is an opportunity to step forward into something that God might be calling you to do.
Oh, that's great to hear. Give us a feel of, in terms of the calls that you're taking in. You're obviously dealing with a lot of people who are very anxious, who've got lots of questions. And I understand also you're dealing with a wide range of services as you refer people on. Is that right?
Yeah. We have access to refer people to a lot of different services, whether that's to GPs, to out-of-hour services, and emergency departments, and to arrange ambulances for people if that's necessary. So I think we very much are a one-stop shop for a lot of things, and we're able to provide people with the advice they need at that time. It has definitely altered the number of calls that we have for particular concerns, particularly, you know, going back to the start of all of this, the geographical concerns for people. I'm sure we can all remember the government coming out with different locations that were of particular concern, and if people travelled there to get in touch with 111, which certainly meant that we had a sort of specific protocols for those sorts of calls. But obviously, you know, these things do concern people, and so people with, you know, any potential symptoms of this, we've had a lot more calls of people with symptoms that people usually might expect at this time of year. People are generally used to the fact that cold and flu kind of spikes in winter. But unfortunately, this year with coronavirus occurring, those symptoms have taken on this extra weight, they've taken on this extra concern. And so a lot of our role is really reassuring and guiding people into the services they need to be accessing and how to keep themselves safe and how to take care of themselves at home if that's appropriate. And I think it is a lot of reassurance.
Great. Thanks, Daisy. Now, you're a Christian. How can we be praying for call handlers such as yourself and any other insights into how we can be praying at this time?
Yeah, so I think one thing, obviously, we've mentioned already slightly that we are so intertwined with so many other services. I think is sort of the central cog in a big wheel of so much that we can refer out to. But I also think that gives us a focus as to how all the other services are doing. And we're so aware that this is actually impactful on so many different services, on so many different areas right across the country. So I would say it's really important that we're praying actually for everybody who's working in NHS, who everyone's working in a care role in whatever capacity that might be, everyone who's a key worker working on the front line at the moment. It's so important. We're all influenced by this. We're all affected by this. And just prayer for strength and peace for those people who might well be struggling, particularly in the face of losing any social support they might be used to, that actually they're really aware that there are people praying for them, that they are being held up and supported by so many people praying for them across the country, and that people would become really aware of that. And also just prayer for everybody across the country who's currently concerned about this. You know, I'd say that's the majority of the UK as a whole. You know, this, I speak to so many people from so many different walks of life, but at 111, you speak to pretty much everybody. And it's so clear this extends to everybody. So just prayer for communities, the country as a whole coming together to support the most vulnerable, to keep themselves safe, is so important.
Great, Daisy, thanks very much. And it goes without saying that we're very much praying for you and for other medical students like you who are stepping into these various roles at this time, which are different, but incredibly valuable. So thanks for all that you're doing and thanks for joining me today.
No problem, John.
Great. Well, it was great to hear from Daisy. She's one of 700 plus medical students and nursing students who are members of the Christian Medical Fellowship. And we're here to unite and equip Christian doctors and nurses to live and speak for Jesus Christ. And if you're a medical or nursing student, then you're very welcome to join us. We have many resources at our web pages, on our social media accounts, including our CMF students Instagram account. So why don't you follow us there and look out for ways that we can be supporting you and encouraging you at this time. This has been another Voice from the Frontline. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.